Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 17th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to set a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm delighted to share that all of the recordings for the call for the past year and a half are once again up to date. You can visit the archives and listen to the podcast at ou.org/Tehillim. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim, T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M, Tehillim, with two L's. And that can all be found there again at ou.org/Tehillim, as recent as this past Friday. So we have everything up to date. Again, we apologize for the delay. And hopefully we'll continue to update it as we were doing the last few months on a weekly basis. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechiel Bressler of Congregation KINS in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bressler slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bressler.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali. Thank you to you and Rabbi Karish and all of those at the OU who are continuing to be at the forefront of your efforts to help Klal Yisrael in every way. I want to pick up on one word that in the Sefer that we are reading now, Sefer Devarim, appears 92 times. Most famously, likely last week, in the well-known verse of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but that word of Shema, of to listen or to hear, appears as well as the very beginning of this week's parsha, Beyot Ekev Tishme'un, and many times over in this week's parsha with the second paragraph of Shema, the Hayayim Shamoa Tishme'u, a double language. And as mentioned, 92 times the word of Shema, to listen, to hear, appears in Sefer Devarim. On top of that, it appears on almost every daf of Gemara, Tal Shema, come and listen, meaning a means of learning, of understanding, of internalizing. And so this word of Shema, which comes up over and over again, comes up in Torah Shebichtav, in the written Torah, in Torah Shebaal Peh. And what is the significance of this word? And why specifically is it repeated so many times in this Sefer of Sefer Devarim? Of course, the Sefer of Devarim is Moshe's speech to Bnei Yisrael before he sends them off into the land of Israel and his time comes. And Moshe is giving instruction to Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people, to be able to continue his legacy, to continue to live a life of Torah. And what this word of Shema, as Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, pointed out, is that it has so many different meanings. As mentioned, it means to hear on a basic level, to listen. And that is really what Moshe is telling us, is Hayayim Shamoa Tishme'u. If you make sure you listen, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to listen to the Torah, to listen to the world, to what's going on around us, to listen to the messages which come to each and every one of us on an individual level, is the key to living a life of Torah. And that means to listen to those messages and to internalize and Shema and Tal Shema, come and listen, learn not only from the words of the Torah, but learn from each and every one of our own experiences. And I just want to share one brief story that illustrates how listening is able to transform a person when they're able to take what they hear and internalize it and act upon it. And that is a relatively well-known story about the Netziv, the Natali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who, of course, as we know, has authored numerous Svarim, numerous Torah publications, the Hemek Dabra, the Meshav Dabra, his interpretations and explanations on the Torah, his written halachic responsa. And the story goes that when he was a child, he was having some trouble during his younger years in school. So much so that his parents were contemplating to pull him out of yeshiva and to send him to learn more of a craft. And one night, late at night, he was up in his room, and his parents either didn't realize that he was up or didn't realize that he can hear. And they were talking about, well, is it time for us to pull him from yeshiva? And that night he comes out crying, he bursts out and he says, Ima, Abba, Mom, Dad, he says, stop. He says, give me one more chance. Give me one final chance. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But give me another chance. Things are going to be different. I'm going to improve. And this story goes that he told this over at the initiation of his first sefer, of his first book. And the message that he relays is that he would have gone up to Shemayim after 120. He would have gone to heaven and been confronted with the question of Rav Naftali, where were your sefarim? Where were your insights into the Torah that all the Jewish people for generations will benefit from? What happened to all that? But what he recognizes is that he listened. He heard the message that was coming his way. He heard what his parents were talking about. He heard what was going on in his life. And he listened and he looked at that and he acted upon that and he moved forward. And that's how he became the great Netziv. And so we all have moments of opportunities of listening. If we listen to what's going on in the world around us, the experiences that we've all had in recent weeks and months, there is so much to learn from. But sometimes, Shema, we just need to listen. We need to slow down, to pause, and to listen to what is going on around us to be able to then move forward with what is the appropriate course of action. And so I wish us all the hatzlacha, the best, the greatest of success in listening to that which we experience, which are our messages, and being able to internalize that and act upon that. I'd like to now recite the Tehillim, starting with Perek Chaf. I will first recite the whole paragraph in Hebrew, and I will then recite it in English. Amnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancho Adonai v'yom tzara yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol min chosecha ve'olascha yedash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chulatzascha yemalei. Nirana no bishua secha u'vashem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ato yodati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kadesho bigros yesha yimino. Eile barechev ve'eile basusim. Ba'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karuv nafalu ba'anachnu kamnu ba'nifeldad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'anenu v'yom karenu. For the conductor of Psalm of David, let the Lord answer you on a day of duress. Let the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Let him send your help from his sanctuary and let him uphold you from Zion. Let him remember all of your meal offerings and may your burnt offerings be ever acceptable. May he grant you the desires of your heart and may he fulfill all of your counsel. We shall all sing praise to the Lord at your salvation, and in the name of the Lord shall we gather the banner for victory. The Lord will fulfill all of your desires. This is the song that we will sing now. I know that the Lord has helped his anointed one, David. He has answered him from the heavens of holiness with the strength of the salvation of his right hand. These nations place their faith in chariots and those in horses, but we shall invoke the name of the Lord our God. They bow down and fall, and we rise up in triumph. O Lord, save. O King, answer us on the day we call. Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar. Bin O Seshe Yavitseni Almei Menucho Sinahalini. Nafshi Yeshovev Yanchim V'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam ki eilech begeit almodes lo ira ro ki ato imadi. Shiftecha umishantecha hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefan ashulchan neged tzorai. Vishanta b'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudizhuni kol yimei chayoi. Hishafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In green pastures he couches me, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, he leads me in straight paths for his name's sake. Though I walk in the veil of darkness, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod of afflictions and your staff, they comfort me. Thus I trust that you shall set before me a table in the face of my enemies. You have already anointed my head with the oil of kingship, my cup runs over with good. Only good and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir l'malos, esa inayel heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai yosef shemayim v'aret, ayitem lamot raglecho al yonum shemrecho. Inei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecho, Adonai tzilcho av yadim inecho. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakekov yarech ba'loyla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmorech nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeifcha uvalecha me'atav yadolam. A song of ascents. I shall lift my eyes to the mountains, whence shall my help come? My help is from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Your keeper will not sleep. Behold, he will not slumber and he will not sleep, the keeper of Israel. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day nor the moon at night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now and forevermore. And finally, Parakuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'malos imamakim kirosicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tiyeno aznecha kashuvos bekol tach Adonai. Im avonos tishmar yoh Adonai miya amon. Ki imcho haslicha l'man tivare. Ki vifi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi v'Adonai mishomim v'aboker, shomim v'aboker. Yechel Yisrael al Adonai kim Adonai yachesed rabim ofedus hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosa. Song of ascents from the depths I have called you. O Lord, hear my voice, let your ears hearken to the voice of my supplications. If transgressions you heed, O Lord, who shall it stand? For with you is forgiveness, so that you be feared. I have helped in the Lord, my soul has hoped, and to his word I have aspired. My soul has yearned for the Lord, I am one of the watchers for the morning of redemption, of the continual watchers of the morning. Hope, O Israel, in the Lord. For with the Lord is loving kindness, and there is much redemption with him, and he will redeem Israel from all of its transgressions. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya haomdi ben bayam uven bayabasha hamakom yirachem alehem yotziem mitzara lirvacha meyafelu liyara mishibu legeula hashab agalaz makarib nomar amen. Finally, we will conclude with a Misha Berach for the cholim, for those that still are in need of recovery. Misha Berach Abosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech V'Yerape Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'Hachalimam V'Raposam, V'Hachazikam L'Chayosam. Yishlach Lahem Me'Refuah Shleima, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Taguf, B'Soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. Hashtag Agalov is my Kaviv, Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bressler. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, the Tova for good. Whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.